Dr. Saltman, how are you?
Good morning, Tony, and I am fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act.
I dare you to ask anybody that question. Get the same answer from two people. I have to look at it actually from the perspective of my passion and the care that we're trying to provide to the underserved and uninsured in our community. And as I look at both acts, both the House and the Senate Act, which is now the sort of compromise act, I don't see very much that's going to help the patient population that Carefree and the Ingham County Health Department and Crystal Ray are providing care to serve. One of the responses I'm getting from people, and this is kind of interesting, I was asked to comment on the impact of this act now, and actually it's not even in effect yet very much. We've got 2 or 3 years before we see it all spelled out. But one of the comments I'm getting from people is, in a short time, we won't need target safety net agencies like the agencies I just mentioned, because the government's going to be taking care of everybody. A close look at the Affordable Health Care Act that was passed by the House and then the Senate bill, Affordable Protection and Affordable Care Act, neither of them really address the issues associated with people that ain't got nothing.
So what can be done for those folks? You know, we have this issue of costs versus trying to insure everyone, and you have a federal government that has a huge budget deficit. How are they going to pay for it? How's this going to work?
I don't think it's going to. As much as I would love to think it could, I don't think it's going to. We already have two federally funded agencies to provide health care between Medicare and Medicaid. There's an awful lot of folks that are not getting sufficient care, even though that's available. Some of it is because some of my colleagues are not willing to accept people with that coverage, and some of it is because people are not aware that they even qualify. And some of it has to do with the fact that there isn't enough money to get things done that ought to be done for people. This is kind of a personal observation, but I'd like to share it because I think it's important.
Please.
At the level that we're caring for folks, and Carefree right now is caring for about 5,500 people who probably would not find access to health care anywhere else. And it isn't just about Carefree. Again, it's the other agencies I mentioned, the health department, the Crystal Ray, much of it supported by many of the people that we see are with our county health plan. God bless it that it's there. But one of the things that's happening is that we see people with needs. They can get in our door because we have appropriate provisions to get them to the agencies such as ours. But then when we want to do follow-up for things that we know they need, we can't find resources for it.
What does the Michigan Consumers for Healthcare Advancement do?
You know what? Sarah, I'm going to be honest. Sarah called me a couple of weeks ago and asked me if I would speak to this issue this morning, and I'm going to. I don't know very much about this organization. I'm going to find out about it today.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're having a party to celebrate an anniversary for patient protection and affordable care when really much hasn't happened yet. Is this premature?
Exactly. Well, I think it is. I think it's like having a birthday party in the second trimester.
Well, that just doesn't seem right, does it?
No. I have a little bit of difficulty with it. I'm going to speak to what I was asked to speak to, which is the impact of the plan on the people we care for. And I know this is kind of a personal opinion, but I don't think it's going to have much impact at all.
Well, before I let you go, with your colleagues, with the folks in your profession, from what you hear, what's their take on health care?
It depends on the level at which you're speaking. When I talk to primary care providers, and particularly those who have a predisposition to want to care for the needy, and it isn't always just, you know, just the free clinics. It's often many private practices that just have a heart open and want to help. I think I hear the same feelings about this isn't going to help much anyway. What it's going to do for the folks that are employed, already have insurance, but maybe are being priced way beyond their means and therefore have to consider dropping it or have dropped it, I think it will have some impact there. But again, when I look at the folks that we care for, when I have to give somebody a buck and a half for a bus ticket, or a patient has to call and cancel an appointment because they don't have gas money, I don't see where that fits into this act.